This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And I wanted to do a podcast today about you're not crazy, you're dealing with a narcissist. And this is one of the biggest realizations that you will have in your life when you've dealt with narcissists. And there's narcissists all over the place, okay? Anybody who sits there and says, oh, you know, narcissism or narcissists, it's only like 1 to 5% of the population. Well, that's 1 to 5% of the population that has been diagnosed. But a narcissist generally is not going to go get a diagnosis of being a narcissist because they're in denial and they don't think there's anything wrong with them. They think you're the one with the problem. But the whole purpose of this podcast is to talk about how you thought that you were going crazy because you were dealing with somebody who was manipulating you, lying to you, playing mind games with you, and it wasn't till later on. See, this is the biggest thing. It's not till later on that you actually realize the problem isn't me. The problem is you. I'm dealing with a toxic narcissist. I think a large part of the problem in today we're getting more narc awareness, but years ago, people didn't know what a narcissist was. So when you grow up, you learn, oh, you know, you treat people with respect and they'll treat you back with respect. And everybody has this notion that we are all, you know, human beings and we're all the same. We're not, okay? There's good and evil in this world. And yes, a narcissist has a disorder, a personality disorder, but it's still evil in the sense that they don't care, they don't have empathy in hurting others. So when you get involved with a narcissist, the biggest thing that a narcissist is going to do is they're going to build confusion in your mind. This is how the narcissist wins, by building confusion in your mind, by making you doubt yourself. This is emotional abuse. This is when they gaslight you and they say something to you like, you know, you really need to go to therapy. Or honestly, I really don't know what you're talking about. First of all, you guys, just so you know, liars always use the word honestly. A lot of times liars use the word honestly. Not everybody that uses the word honestly is a liar, but honestly, when they're trying to stress that, you know, they're telling you something that's true, most of the time it's BS, okay? Because when you speak a fact, you don't have to overstress it if you're speaking a fact and you're speaking the truth. But what narcissists do is they emphasize it. Oh, you know, I'm a real one. Oh, you should believe in me. I'm not like these other people. When they go over the top to try to prove something, that is a red flag that you are generally dealing with a fake one, okay? So when we talk about, you know, you're not crazy, you're dealing with a narcissist, one of the things you have to understand is when you deal with somebody that is truthful, there is no confusion in your mind. There is a clear-cut, straight answer when you ask them a question, okay? And you have to use your common sense and say, does this make sense or is this person lying to me? And you've got to look at their pattern of behavior to really know if they're telling you the truth, okay? When you size somebody up, You've got to look at everything about that person. Human beings are very complex, and this is why so many people have cognitive dissonance after dealing with a narcissist. They have that confusion in their minds because they looked at the narcissist as one way because they saw all the, you know, of fake affection and caring, and, you know, they feel the narcissist may have touched their soul because, you know, they were concerned about their sick mother or something like that. And now they see a cold, indifferent person that could pretty much leave them for dead down the road, okay? When a narcissist is done with you, they could pretty much, they don't care what happens to you. And this is what really hurts an individual and makes them think like, they sit there like dumbfounded, like, what the hell just happened? This person was so loving and everything. And all of a sudden, they don't care. They don't care if they see me. They don't care that they just walked away, you know, after, you know, a 20-year marriage or something like that. Generally, if you're in a marriage with somebody for 20 years, there had to have been red flags there, okay? Your head must have been buried in the sand or something, or you didn't recognize the narcissistic traits that were there, okay? Because when somebody just leaves you after 20 years or something like that, generally, they had things going on during the whole 20 years. It's just you didn't realize that because you might have been busy with other things in your life. You might have been busy with kids. You might have been busy working. And you didn't really realize that that person was not 100% into the relationship. And it got to that 20-year point for them to just be like, you know what, I'm done. And usually, if they do that cold like that, you've got to know there's somebody else in the wings waiting to pick up the pieces, because a narcissist will never, or I shouldn't say never, but will rarely ever leave someone cold unless they have somebody else lined up on the side, okay? Narcissists can't be alone. They always have to have some connection going on, even if it's just talking to somebody. So the thing is, you're not crazy. It's just you don't know the game. You don't know the game, and that's why I'm here to explain it to you guys. You've got to understand that how these people work, how they're shady, okay? You're going to know that by certain red flags that you see in that individual. Are they selfish? Are they self-absorbed? Will they not take accountability? Will they sit down and be able to resolve conflict with you, or do they stonewall you, walk out of the room? Or they sit there and they say, well, think what you want, in an arrogant manner. When somebody says something like that to you, like, think what you want, you know that that relationship is done, okay? Because that narcissist doesn't give a crap what you think. They don't care about the relationship. They're just, you know, breadcrumbing and stringing you along for whatever kind of supply you're offering them. So you got to understand something. You know, there are always red flags. You got to look at how empathetic somebody is. If you got sick, is this person going to stand by your side at the bed? If you were in a burning building, is this person going to run out and leave you in flames? Okay. These are things you have to ask yourself. This is so important. When you're getting involved with somebody, you've got to say to yourself, would this person have my back? If I called this person when I was down and out, would they be there for me? Or would they not be there for me? Are they there with me because I'm giving them something? It's conditional? Or would they be there for you unconditionally? And it's not because they say it. A lot of fake narcs do this all the time. In the beginning of the relationship, when they're love bombing, they'll say, oh, I'll never leave you. I'll always be there for you. I love you unconditionally. These are just words. I don't give a crap what comes out of their mouth. If you don't know that narcissist for at least a year or more, you don't know that narcissist, okay? So you can't value anything that comes out of their mouth because you don't know them long enough and they haven't earned your trust. Trust is earned over a period of time of watching this person, watching their behavior, watching how they treat you, watching how they act around others, just, you know, studying this person. So, you know, you're not crazy. It's just that you haven't dealt with somebody like that before. A lot of people sit there and they question themselves and they say, am I the narc? Could I be the narc? If you're questioning it and you're able to self-reflect, then you're probably not the narc because narcs don't self-reflect and look at themselves like there's something wrong with them. This is why they can't change, because they won't, you know, own it that they have a problem. They look at it like, you know what? I'm doing what I got to do, and everybody's a snake in this world. And if I'm not going to go after it, somebody else will. And if you're stupid enough to believe everything I tell you, well, that's on you. You're just stupid. That's how a narc thinks. A narc thinks, well, everybody cheats. That's their attitude. A narc has a mindset that, you know, everybody's out to get them. Okay, a lot of narcissists, and especially when you deal with malignant narcissists, they're very paranoid. They always feel like you're doing something when you're not doing something. And they could be very dangerous about it as well. But the point is, you're not crazy. It's just you weren't educated enough to spot the red flags, or you ignored the red flags. Okay, that's why knowledge is power. Education is power. And not enough education is going into young people today in high schools, high school age, to educate them on the fact that, you know what, this isn't a romance novel. This isn't Cinderella, okay? Like, I had some chick on a post on Facebook say, where are all the happy posts and everything like that? No, this is real and raw, and this is real life, okay? You're not going to ride off into the sunset and, you know, live in a castle and everything like that. You're going to deal with real life problems, and the love comes by being able to work through these problems and a mutual love and respect that you and your partner have for each other. That's what love is. Love is something that you experience and you build together. It's a verb. You grow and you build together. It's not this romantic lusting business, all right? That's, you know, this is the fantasy that they put in people's minds with these movies and these romance novels. And people think because, oh, you know, they met somebody and they're love bombing them and they're telling them how beautiful and wonderful they are. They think they're in a romance novel. It's because your mind is not right. Your mind is not understanding what real life is. When you see, this is the problem. You really don't understand this, you guys, unless you've had life experience. People that have had life experience get it because they've been through the trenches, all right? But other people, they don't get it. They feel like, oh, you know, I follow my heart. Never follow your heart. Your heart will get you in trouble. You follow your head, because your head is going to show you, ding, ding, this isn't right. This person's not returning my calls. Ding, ding, this person is being cold and indifferent to me. Okay? Your head protects you. All right? So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to wake up people and tell them, listen, you know, you're not crazy. It's just you didn't know that there are snakes in this world, okay? And, you know, I'll refer them to narcissistic snakes, because they manipulate to try to get over on you, to use you for some purpose. Sex, money, a place to live, boost their ego, whatever it could be. But the basis, you know, you got to remember too, narcissism is on a spectrum, okay? We all could be a bit narcissistic at times, but it's the degree of narcissism with the person that you are dealing with that you got to look at, okay? How empathetic is that person to you, okay? Are they cold and indifferent, like a covert narcissist where they won't even let you finish a sentence and they walk out on you and you're sitting there feeling like you're nothing, they dismiss you? Or are they somebody that, you know, can be a little selfish here and there, but, you know, they do have they have some empathy, okay? You've got to assess the person that you're with. But here's the thing, you guys. When you confront somebody with the truth, if they will not listen to anything that you say, they will not listen to the truth, you've got to fly that flag and get out of that relationship, okay? And if you have kids, you know, you deal with them in a gray rocking manner. You just deal with the issues of the kids. But if there's not kids involved, disengage and get away from that, because you will never resolve conflict with a narcissist who will not acknowledge the truth. This is why, how do you deal with a narcissist? You don't deal with them, because they will never, they don't care about acknowledging the truth. They don't care about any of that. And what they'll do is they'll cause this mass confusion. They'll call you crazy. They will project onto you what they are. And once you sit there and you doubt yourself, boom, they got you, okay? Never doubt yourself. This is why you got to be focused. When you're dealing with a narcissist, you've got to know your shit. You've got to know the facts. You've got to have your eyes wide open as to what they do and everything like that. And you've got to be able to pick up when somebody's being shady, okay? And not too many people can do this. It comes with experience and educating and reading about all of this. And, you know, dealing with, you know, manipulative type of people, you start to see a pattern, all right? Like, for instance, narcissists don't like to put a relationship status on their Facebook. Why do they do that? Because they're out prospecting new supplies. But what will they tell the person that they're in a relationship with? Oh, I don't believe in that. I'm not big on social media. This is all gaslighting to make you confused and accept the BS. No, all right? You've got to have strong boundaries and be like, listen, you've got to make it public every which way. And if you have a problem with that, then you have a problem with dealing with me, okay? You've got to be no nonsense when you're dealing with these narcissists, or they will walk all over you. They will think you're a sucker. The nicer you are to a narcissist, the weaker they're going to look at you. That is so true. That is so true. A narcissist associates niceness with weakness. They think you're a sucker, all right? Because remember what I told you, okay? Narcissists are generally wounded children from their childhood. They dealt in an abusive home or something like that, or they were the golden child. So, you know, they have this thirst for control. So when you're being nice to a narcissist, you're giving up your control to them. And they feel like, you know what? Oh, look how transparent they are. Look how much they tell me and everything like that. They're really stupid because, you know, I could use this against them. And that's what a lot of these narcissists do. So you should never, ever open up too fast, too soon with somebody unless you know you can completely trust them. And that comes in time, okay? In time. Not because the first 3 months they were wonderful. That's not enough time, you guys. At least 6 months or longer, okay? And there's people that have been with somebody for years and still don't, you know that person because they don't have enough experience. So it's not that you're crazy. It's that you're dealing with somebody that you never dealt with before. You didn't know. You didn't know what it was. You didn't know the games that are out there. You thought like, you know, oh, it, you know, why can't they just tell me they don't like me or something like that? Why do they keep me around? Because they are playing you. They are breadcrumbing you. They are getting some kind of supply out of you. So even though they may not be into you for a relationship, they will keep you around just as a backup supply when everything else doesn't work out. You're option number 2, 3, 4, okay? And that's when, you know, they'll come back strong on you. So it's all a push-pull. The thing is this, you guys, this is, again, strong boundaries. You've got to have strong boundaries and not be, you know, breadcrumbed along. When you see that somebody is being flaky on you or they're, you know, you feel like, you know, they're not 100% there, then they're not there. Then you've got to step back and not take that person seriously and know that you've got to know what's right and what's wrong. You know, you don't just go with the flow, because when you go with the flow, that's when you waste your time and you wake up one day and you say, oh my God, I wasted all my time with this person. And, you know, they jerked me around and they played mind games and they ghosted on me and they called me all kinds of names. Why are you putting up with that? Why are you putting up with that? Okay. If you ever married somebody like that, if that's what's going on during the dating phase, if you ever married somebody like that, your life would be a misery. Okay. Because it doesn't get better after you marry them. It gets much harder because now they know they got you and now they figure you're not going anywhere. And if you ever have kids with that person, now they really know they got you in a spot and they could treat you any which way. So from the onset, when you start to see this shady business or this gaslighting business, or they tell you, I really don't remember or something like that, you just give them a look like, okay, all right, you know. You don't go back and forth and try to be like, what do you mean this and that, blah, blah, blah. The more you try to explain or try to make them see your side, the more you lose. You got to know what it is. And when you know what it is, you're going to spot that gaslighting and you're going to be able to say, shady person, toxic, narcissist, let me step back. Now I know I won't get the truth. Now I know I won't resolve conflict. And now I know I have to disengage from this person. So it's not that you're crazy. It's that you're dealing with a shady person. And the best thing to do, you guys, is educate yourself on gaslighting, how people gaslight. Educate yourself on how people lie. There's all different kinds of information on how to spot a liar. I even did a podcast on this, you guys. It's a great podcast, How to Spot a Liar, the things that liars say and things like that, you know, body language and all this other thing. Understanding when somebody, you know, rolls their eyes at you or they give you a fake smirk. This is all going to tell you who you're dealing with. And then you're going to be able to sit there and say, you know what? I'm not crazy. I'm dealing with a toxic person. Let me get out of here. Okay. And this is what builds your self-worth and your power, because you realize, you know what? I'm not crazy. I'm dealing with a crazy narcissist. That's what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with someone who's trying to play me for a fool. And that's exactly what narcissists will try to do. They will try to play you for a fool. They'll sit there and say, oh, you're so innocent and everything like that. That's pretty much like saying, you're a jerk and I could play you, okay? So be careful and don't tell these narcissists anything about your prior relationships, how you got screwed over by an ex or something. Because although they may seem sympathetic, they will use it against you and think that you are stupid. Underneath, they'll say to themselves, oh God, she's a real dummy and this and that. And they will try to get over on you as well. So you've got to move slowly with these type of people till you get to know them and understand, all right? Understand. If you're thinking that you are crazy or something like that, it's just because you don't understand who or what you were dealing with. And you've got to study that person and recognize that this, what they'll do to make you seem like you're crazy, they'll always flip the blame. The minute that narc flips the blame is the minute that you know you're dealing with a narcissist. That, to me, that is like one of the number one red flags. The minute they throw it back on you and call you the narcissist or call you crazy or say you have mental issues, ding, ding, I'm dealing with toxic. Let me disengage. I'm not going back and forth with this person. I'm not losing my power. I'm dealing with toxic. They're trying to discredit me. They're trying to deflect from the truth. They won't acknowledge what I'm saying. They're stonewalling me. They're giving me the silent treatment. They're playing mind games. Now I know I don't deal with you. I'm not crazy. You're just somebody who will not own the truth. Okay? So I hope that helps you guys. If it did, please hit the subscribe button. Please share the podcast and understand this. There are good people in the world. You just got to weed through it, okay? But there is a lot of toxic people. You will see it every which way. You will see it in family. You will see it in partners. You will see it in boss, friends, everything. The more you know, the more knowledge you acquire, the more powerful you will be, okay? Have a great day, you guys. Hi, you guys. It's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. If you guys are having a problem in your dating or relationship, or you're dealing with somebody maybe that's narcissistic, you don't know if they're a narcissist, or you're just having problems, you're in a toxic relationship, and you need some clarity on it, go to the link in the podcast description for my website where I offer email and phone coaching. If you have a quick question, just a quick question, and you want to get a video sent back to you answering your question, there's also a link there for Vizio where I will send you a personalized video answering your question. Hi, you guys. I just want to let you know that The Game Exposed now has their merchandise available. Check out the link in the bio and you could go check it out. There's cool hoodies, cool sweatpants, cool hats. So go to the bio for the link. And also, don't forget to follow me on Facebook at The Game EXP 123 and also on Instagram, The Game EXP 123. Okay? And have a great day.